fighting for America.
This is like playing poker with a guy who cheated you twice before. You know who does that? A moron.
Fighting for Idaho.
Well, you ever been to Idaho?
You know, it's funny you say that. Just this last autumn, I was up there on an elk hunting trip.
Did you get anything?
I did. I got the biggest elk I've ever gotten before in my life, and enjoying that on a weekly basis in our freezer.
Fighting for you.
I went and got engaged, so yeah, I kind of got a little bit of a life, but, you know, not one that would be enough to ignore the Kevin Miller Show.
Boise's Mr. Right.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, the president vowing to take over the internet. Joining us now to discuss on the Kevin Miller Show, Dr. Gerard Lamero. Good morning, sir.
Hi, it's great to be with you again.
Good to have you back. How you been?
I am doing great. How about you guys up in Boise?
Well, we're living the dream.
Good.
Trying to
Boise's a wonderful place.
Well, thank you, sir. We're trying to stay out of trouble. Now, this is an issue that has been going on for quite some time. You've been all over this, the issue of internet freedom, and it looks like the president's going to make a move. What's going on?
Well, it's another industry that the government wants to regulate, and I remember 5 years ago being on the radio telling everybody about the problems with Obamacare. And I said, you know, we're going to have higher costs, premiums are going to go up, doctors are going to retire and quit the system, and on and on and on. And unfortunately, that thing passed. And we're stuck with Obamacare at the moment. Well, guess what? This is Obamacare for the internet, or what I call quickly ObamaNet. And they're basically wanting to take over the internet. It's been free. It's been a technological and economical, you know, blockbuster for Americans. I mean, we've gotten more apps, more services, more information. You remember when you used to have to run to the library for any little thing you want to look up? You know, now it takes, you know, 5 seconds on Google to find something. I mean, we have a wonderful internet system. They want to regulate it. They want to tax it. They want to control it. And that will be the death of the internet freedom that we've known for so long.
What's the president's motive for this?
Well, there are a lot of motives. Number one, I think philosophically, you know, and I'm, you know, trying to think the way he's thinking to give you an answer in that. But I think what it is they like to control everything. They think they can do it better. They think Americans aren't as bright as they are, and they can just regulate it better. And they also like to control things. They like to basically control messages people hear. They don't want anyone to disagree with socialism, which is what progressives are really in favor of, progressive socialism. That's what they're progressing to. And I also think they like to tax everything and redistribute the wealth. Now, one thing people aren't talking about with net neutrality is that immediately if the internet gets regulated under Title II of the 1934 Communications Act, universal service fee will probably be applied of 16.1%, give or take, within a short amount of time. They'll start taxing it. That represents a $17 billion tax increase on American consumers. So we're all going to be paying more. Also, where they do regulate the internet now, like in Europe, what do you see? You see lower bandwidth, lower performance, lower functionality, and that's because, you know, basically the companies can't provide stuff for free, and if they're going to have certain parts of it regulated, that's going to cost them money. One ISP has already, back in December, said that they're going to cut their investment in the internet build out of their infrastructure by $1.8 billion, I think, in this year alone. And so, you know, when you regulate stuff, it costs money, and it costs the businesses money and the industry money, and it also costs the consumer money.
Well, you know, it's interesting you write about this. You compare this to Ma Bell or the railroad monopolies.
You're right. Back in the 1800s, when they had railroad monopolies, they started to think they needed to regulate them. And then in the 1930s, the Great Depression era, when things were falling apart economically, they decided to regulate the phone as a monopoly. But you know what? In those legislations from the 1800s and the 1930s, there was nothing in there about these bills will be used to regulate the Internet when it's invented, you know, 50, 60 years later. They're using old-style legislation to regulate the 21st century superhighway of information. Totally ridiculous.
Well, it's kind of tough now, you think, because the genie's out of the bottle.
Well, I'll tell you, it's no good for the Internet. There's no reason for it. You know, I like what one person said. This was said by Commissioner Pye, who's a Republican member of the FCC. He said that net neutrality is a solution that won't work to a problem that doesn't exist using legal authority we don't have. And that's exactly what it is. This is the government looking for a problem to solve. The Internet works great. There's lots of innovation, lots of new businesses, lots of new jobs. Look at everything, the richness of the Internet and technology when Americans are free to pursue their happiness and free to pursue new ideas to make money so their families can live better. And right now we're going to see changes because different packages on the Internet, if this goes through, will be regulated. Prices will be regulated most likely. Whether or not certain companies can get together with other companies to offer bundles of services will be regulated. I've even seen things that indicate content will be regulated in two different ways, the actual content and then how much you can charge for your content. In other words, video producers might not be able to charge as much because ultimately that will affect the broadband pricing because you get packages of services. And so therefore, they'll be either cut back or your prices will go up. So it just looks like a disaster. It looks like they're going to do to the Internet what they did to our health industry, mess it up.
Well, and you think about, you know, this weekend we've got the big Netflix coming out with House of Cards and how everybody's fired up about that. I mean, Netflix is going to go up. Hulu is going to go up. Everything is going to go up.
I think so. And let's not forget taxes. Notice the government's going to get a cut. They'll start probably with the universal service fee, 16.1%. But guess what? From what I understand, and by the way, all of this is secret. We're not supposed to know it until they approve it. Doesn't that sound like Obamacare? You'll know it when you read it later after it's passed and you're stuck with it. Same thing here. The plan came from the White House. The FCC is about to pass it, most likely on Thursday, tomorrow, and we don't know exactly what's in it. But from what we get, what we understand in that, it'll also open up state regulation, which will mean that states will be able to tax the Internet as well as the $17 billion federal tax increase that I would anticipate.
Well, I'm wondering if they're going to have some type of do-gooder thing for this. Oh, this is going to cut the deficit, or it's going to fund some social program.
I don't know what they're going to do with it, but you can bet they'll spend it poorly. Maybe they'll invest it in another Solyndra. Remember Solyndra?
Yes, sir.
They got over $500 million and went bankrupt in 2011.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's the kind of investment they make. I'd much rather have venture capitalists investing money because it's their money, and they watch where they spend it, and they invest it in good startup businesses. The government doesn't know how to invest. They only spend and consume the wealth of the nation that they tax away from the nation. Unfortunately, they don't do as much good as the private sector does with money.
I'm with you. Let me hit you with this other thing. You've alluded to the secrecy. You've got three Democrats and two Republicans on this committee. And
right.
Back to Obamacare, back to everything else. As you just said, we're not going to know it until it's passed. What's in it?
That's right. And that, I think, is ridiculous. Commissioner Pye, who's been out talking about this the last week or so, has said at the very least, the Chairman Wheeler of the FCC should allow at least 30 days to review the actual package that they want to pass tomorrow. But instead, it's being done in secret. And by the way, another point that people aren't realizing is that the FCC is supposed to be an independent body. They apparently did not write this package, a 332-page regulatory package that they're going to vote on. Apparently, it was written at the White House or by White House staff on behalf of the president, who's all in favor of regulating the Internet and that, and then passed it over to the FCC. Where's the independence? You know, Ronald Reagan was criticized by Democrats in the 1980s because he mentioned something about he didn't like certain things on TV, and they thought that was an attempt at you know, bullying the FCC. Well, this is worse. This is giving them 332 pages regulatory package and saying, here, this is what you should pass.
Incredible when you think about this. Are we helpless to stop this, or how do you think this is going to play out?
Well, first of all, historically, Congress has said on one or two occasions it's against net neutrality, even when the Democrats had a stronger number of people in the Congress, and they were against it then. Okay, Congress can pass legislation specifically, you know, outlawing it, although we wouldn't guess Obama will sign it unless it's veto-proof, too. You know, they have enough votes. So, number one, I would put pressure on Congress, House and Senate, to do something about it. Number two, you can bet somebody's going to take them to court. And in the courts, they've lost also. What the FCC should do if they really want this, and the president should do if they really want it, is follow the Constitution. Put the package, send the package to Congress and say, here, we believe in this, pass it. Well, this package will never pass in Congress. That's a guarantee, because they're against it. And that's the right way to do it. I think ultimately it's going to be fought in the court. There'll be more fights in Congress over it and maybe some legislation passed. And then I think the real answer is going to be we're going to have a new president elected in 2016. In 2017, this will no longer be an issue because I think we're going to have a much more conservative president.
Well, if we can hopefully walk back some of these progressive anti-business expansions that we've had under this administration.
It's also anti-consumer, too. I mean, prices for consumers will go up, services will go down. If you're happy with the Internet now, you don't get to keep it. It changes for the worst. So just like Obamacare needs to be repealed completely. That would be the best thing for the healthcare industry, the best thing for the health of the American people. Same thing with the Internet. We love our Internet. We want to keep our Internet. We want to keep it free. And we need to let everybody know and vote for the right people.
Well, Dr. Lomero, we appreciate it. We'd love to have you back, sir.
I would be happy to come back. It's great to talk to you.
Have a good one.
All right. You have a great day.
All right, 718, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Time for traffic now.
Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller. KIDOAM.com, 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
Net neutrality is a solution that won't work to a problem that doesn't exist using legal authority we don't have.
KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. Talking net neutrality, are you down with the government taking over the Internet? At least that's what Dr. Lomero says. We go to Gustavo at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. How's Lomero? Is he not here anymore?
He's gone.
Oh well. Yeah, what's up?
All right, brother, thanks. Let's go to Blair with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Good morning, Blair.
Hey, Kevin. I love your show.
Thank you.
Hey, just one thing on the net neutrality that people ought to be aware of. If the government gets control of the Internet, they get control of what are called the DNS servers. These are the servers that tell your computer how to get to absolutely every website on the net. If the government gets control of those, They can turn this, they can turn the whole internet into China. They can censor what you go to. They can determine what websites get shut down at the flip of a switch. Just information for people to have.
Now, Blair, can they do that already?
No. Right now, those DNS servers are maintained by a private corporation. And but if the government takes them over by saying that they're a regulated industry via the FCC, all that goes out the window. If we lose private control over those DNS servers, all bets are off.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Appreciate Blair. Uh-oh, here he is. The master of the Facebook, Patriot Ray with Kevin Miller.
Good morning. How are you, Kevin?
I'm always reading your posts, brother.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that. So since when has the present regime been concerned about whether doing things legally or not?
Got a point.
And when will they ever go by the Constitution? Seems like they're always subverting it. They don't care. I'm sorry, but this president has not proven to me one iota that he even cares about America, let alone loves it. So I just look at what they're doing with net neutrality, what they're trying to do. If the American people do not speak up, scream loud, let their leaders know this is not what we want, then it'll eventually get through because they'll keep pushing, just like with the gay agenda. It just keeps going forward. So, you know,
well,
you stay fired up. We appreciate what you do.
I'm with you, but it's starting to get even scarier when your computer isn't free. And we all know our computers are tapped anyway, but to make
well,
it official to that the government can go into your computer and determine what websites are available, what aren't, the idea that the FCC that was not elected is going to determine our fate, and we don't even know what's in the net neutrality legislation. You know, it's business as usual, and the president is counting on the non-critical thinkers to make sure this is okay.
Well, the one thing that they want to do is they want to control what you're saying. If you're not saying what they want you to say, then they'll shut you up. They'll just shut you out. So as a people, we can go to our phones or our tablets or our computers and get information that we never had available before, and they don't like that. They want to have control. So that's their end game, is to get control of everything. And they're doing a pretty good job of attempting that right now. And they don't even post it so we can read what's there again. It's Pelosi all over again. We have to pass it so we can read it. And then we're stuck. So, you know, the people, the American people, need to wake up and speak up and be heard. And not just sit back and say it doesn't concern me, because right now they're saying it's going to be a good thing.
Well, exactly. And the idea that, you know, the freedom that you have will be gone and then you're going to have to pay. Look, you have to pay for everything now. I mean, it's bad enough that you get charged for gigabytes or terabytes. Now all of a sudden you got to pay a tax on it.
Oh, it's amazing, because the people that it's going to affect the most are the ones they keep saying they're going to help the most. And that's the poor amongst us. They keep saying they're going to give this to them. They're going to give that to them. I guess maybe the government or we will have to pay for them also if this goes through. But I'm praying that it doesn't. I still have faith in the American people that they will wake up and look at what this regime is doing to us. And then when we get a new regime, when we get new leaders, that we hold them to the fire of what they say they're going to do and not let them turn around and against us again. You know, we have got to be vigilant with everything that we do. Thank goodness that you're there to at least allow us a voice. We need that. And we love you, brother. You take care of yourself and keep up the fight. And we love the guests that you bring on. You're amazing.
God bless you, Patriot Ray.
Take care. We'll talk to you later.
All right. What a nice young man, Patriot Ray. Kevin Miller in the morning. We are talking about net neutrality. The government is... Dr. Lomero talked about wants to take over the internet, death of the internet, they're calling it. And you take a look at healthcare, you take a look at everything else. You don't have to be a reader of any Orwellian novel or Huxley's Brave New World to understand what's going on here. And that is, there is no freedom left in America if the internet goes. I'm sure these folks would have liked to have had this system in place when Snowden made his big
splash.
We go back to Gustavo at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller.
Hi, Miller. Hi, Mr. Kevin Miller.
Welcome back. What happened to you the last time?
I'm sorry. I didn't know I was supposed to go. This is my first time on the radio show. So.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
You're 20 years old, and you're listening to AM radio?
Yeah, kind of crazy, huh?
Well, look, you need to recruit some people because old man Kevin Miller needs people like you listening. So what can we do for you?
Well, I'm sorry, old man Kevin Miller, but I'm kind of on the opposite spectrum of where you are.
Oh, but, you're a lib?
Kind of. Not really.
Now, wait a minute. You're a young man.
Uh-huh.
You're 20 years old.
Yes.
You're listening to Idaho's first radio station, old man Kevin Miller.
Uh-huh.
And you're a lib. Folks, yeah. This is a proof that we are a big tent morning show. Go ahead, please.
Well, basically what I want to approach is the idea that you're a friend. I forgot his name. All his points are valid. They're strong, and it makes sense that we should be wary of the government trying to control the Internet, right?
Yes, sir.
But what I don't agree with is that the fact that he's kind of ignoring the purpose of what a net neutrality law is trying to go for. And ultimately, I mean, do you understand? Can you explain it to other people? I feel like you can elaborate better if you understand.
Now, wait a minute. You're sitting here saying that our guest doesn't know what he's talking about. You agree with his points.
Yeah, no.
And hold on. And then you want me to carry this? You called me.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, basically what I'm trying to say is that it's agreeable and understandable to be wary of the government trying to regulate something as important as the Internet, right? You can agree on that point, correct?
Look, I don't want the government telling me what I can view and can't and taxing
exactly.
me for the Internet. Do the young people today still use the word down? Are you down with that, or you got another term?
I'm down with what you're saying.
All right.
But what I'm trying to approach is the fact that what happens if we don't regulate the Internet? What if each individual company can regulate the amount of bandwidth, which is the amount of data, the fastness that your page loads, basically? And how could – I mean, what I'm trying to say is why would you – Sorry, I'm losing my train of thought.
You know, that happens to me about 4 hours a day during this program. See?
Basically, what I'm trying to say is it's either the government regulating the bandwidth or it's a certain interest company regulating your bandwidth. So let's say I have a company A, and they have invested projects in certain topics. Maybe they'll throttle the information – they'll throttle the data down from like NPR or the BBC, and they'll make it easier and faster to load information from Fox News or some sort of other conservative media. Do you see where I'm coming from?
You trust it. Well, maybe who says the government wouldn't do that?
Well, basically, because I believe that part of that legislation.
Hey, brother, don't worry about it. It's just you and me. Seriously, don't. Nothing to be worried about here. If you ever have seen me, you'll know it's nothing to be intimidated about. Just you and me goofing off.
I understand. I'm just walking out in the cold right now. I'm walking to class.
So. Well, you're multitasking? This doesn't have your full attention?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Kind of a busy life. But
now, where are you going to school?
I'm going to school at BSU.
Oh, you're right across the river from us.
Yep.
What's your next class?
It's actually computer science.
Ooh, so you're a smart guy. You're going to have a job.
Kind of.
I hope so. Hey, I got this IT. Never mind.
But
I bet you get that all the time, huh?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Ultimately, what I'm trying to say, though, is that I think it's important to figure out who's going to be the one that's controlling the data, right? Who's going to be the one that's throttling that data?
Right. So you trust the government more than private enterprise.
I feel like it's kind of the approach of a flat amount of data that's pushed through certain wires so you can get your information, as opposed to having it privately owned, which can vary in between who's your provider. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
In my own simpleton way, yes. In my analog brain, I do register what you're saying.
Okay. So, and that's the main concern that I feel is behind that whole net neutrality push, and I feel like it's what your friend is kind of avoiding. And I don't know if it's intentional or unintentional. Maybe he forgot about talking about it. I'm not attacking you personally. I'm just saying this is a very important part of it.
Well, hey, we'll continue that. Too bad you got to go to class because we'll get people reacting to you.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Hey, don't be a stranger.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
There we have it, Gustavo. See, Young man, 20 years old, going to class, listening to Kevin Miller. You heard it here first, 580 KIDO.
I'm sorry. I didn't know how I was supposed to go. This is my first time on the radio show, so I'm done with what you're saying.
All right.
And I'm just walking out in the cold right now. I'm walking to class.
So. Well, you're multitasking? This doesn't have your full attention? Folks, this is a proof that we are a Big Tent morning show.
Must hear radio every morning with Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's place to talk.
I like that. This is a proof. Who's that, nitwit? Oh, that would be me. Good morning. Kay Miller with you, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO, talking net neutrality. Coming up, James O'Keefe, you remember him, the aspiring guy from Project Veritas, strikes again, and you have Eric Garner's kids saying that it's all about the money when we're talking about the Reverend Sharpton. We'll get into that coming up, but before we get to your calls, here's Joe Biden talking about taking your money.
What are the major problems we face in America? Number one, the middle class is being killed. The middle class has been slammed. They are in worse shape than they've been any time since the 20s.
And who's responsible for that in this great economy? Remember, you can't have it both ways, sir. Okay, if the middle class is getting slammed, who's slamming them? Joe?
Relative to the rest of the community. What's the way to grow the middle class? Jobs.
Yep.
What's the way to get jobs? Generate a virtuous cycle where, in fact, you generate more opportunity, more employers, more concentration of work in our communities. And that's what infrastructure does.
Right. He goes on to say, you're going to love this. He goes on to say, a lot of wealthy white and black people aren't bad, but they control 1% of the economy. This cannot stand, Biden told about 100 guests, including past civil rights activists and Al Roker of the Today Show. I'm glad we have a profanity limit on here. Sometimes you just want to throw it all away, don't you? Let's go to William with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, sir. Hello, William.
Yes, hi there.
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, about the net neutrality, the young fellow who was talking before me was basically stating that he figured that the government wouldn't care what information goes through, but it would be just the opposite, really. The internet provider, really all they want to do is sell you data, and they want you to push more data through their system so they can charge you more, and that's a pretty reasonable thing for any business to want to do. Whereas the government has a vested interest on what could go through those lines, and that's where, you know, the fear is, in my take on this. And the other is that more regulation is what you mentioned is going to be more fees, more charges, you know, taxes, what have you. So I just think it's a lousy idea all the way around.
What do you make of the young man, though, who's a smart guy, trusting the government more than he trusts private enterprise?
Well, I think he's a young fellow who hasn't been around the, you know, to see things very much. I think at one point in all of our lives, we were pretty idealistic on how things work, and then the real world comes up and bites us in the backside. And but no, good luck to him and the, you know, his in his education and his endeavors. But I just think that as he gets into this and looks a little bit more closely, you know, internet companies, they want to charge you for the data used, and that's how they make their money. They don't make money by regulating what goes through and what doesn't, because that limits the amount of data pushed through their system, does it not?
It does. Well, William, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We continue on at 580 KIDO. Talking net neutrality, we go to Michael in Boise. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Good. And you?
Hey, I'm doing all right. I just enjoyed the last caller, Gustavo, talking about net neutrality and government and all that, and kind of what the last caller just said as well, where for free enterprise, the whole point of it is you have choice. If somebody feels like their interests are being violated by the company that they're working with, they have every right to leave that company and go to another company. But if the government's regulating it, then you don't have a choice anymore. They're running the whole show.
I agree with you. Now, Michael, how old are you?
I'm 25, so I'm just a few years older than him, and when I was 20, I leaned a little left as well. But, you know, you grow up a little bit and you start to see how things really are. And so there's still hope yet for Gustavo.
Well, we appreciate that. And we appreciate you listening and educating the folks. Again, in your generation, do you find what Gustavo says to be the dominant train of thought, that let's trust the government as opposed to private individuals?
Certainly. Yeah, I think everybody, my generation especially, tends to look to the government and look for support. I mean, it's the whole Generation Y, you know, millennials thing where kids tend to feel a little more entitled and they feel like, you know, things should be provided for them. And, you know, as far as the whole government thing goes, though, I mean, one of my favorite quotes by Peter Thiel is he was asked if he trusts Google or the government more. And he says, I trust Google because Google doesn't have guns. And it's a good way to look at it.
It is. Boy, and quoting Peter Thiel, you're an impressive young man. Thank you for listening, sir.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Take care, Michael.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
All right. We continue on. 580-5436, 580-KIDO. We go to John in Meridian with Kevin Miller. Good morning, John.
Hello, Kevin. Regarding the young man that called in, I agree. You know, he lacks experience. He doesn't have the perspective that he would have in another 30 or 40 years.
Seemed like a smart guy, but his take was that, and you know, as Michael said, you've got these folks out there, young, smart people that are digital natives, but I couldn't believe I heard the young man correctly, Gustavo, when he's talking about trusting the military, or not the military, but trusting the government more than private individuals.
Right. You know, you can always trust private companies, private free enterprise more than you can the government. That's just the way it is. And personally, I think that everyone needs to really today flood their congressmen and senators with calls that we do not want this. This would not be good. It would cripple our freedom of speech. And also, I'm going to do that. I mean, I called a couple of them yesterday. I'm going to call the other two today for Idaho. And also, I encourage people to get on social media, Facebook and Twitter, if you can. And, you know, we need to trumpet this loud and clear. It needs to be stopped, and it needs to be stopped today, because they're going to vote on it tomorrow. Today is when they need... everybody in Congress needs to hear about it, that it would not be good. We need to trumpet that loud and clear, like I said.
John, thank you for the call. Thank you for listening, sir.
Thank you. You have a great day, Kevin. Talk to you later.
Okay, sir. You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And when I think of the digital revolution, I think of Linda from Emmett. Thank you for your patience, madam. You're on 580-KIDO.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, sweetheart.
You know, this business of the government taking over the Internet, if we don't stop them, what are they going to take over next?
Maybe
what
you.
What kind of clothes we wear? To be a little on the idiotic side, or whatever we want to call it. But if we don't do something, this country's going down the tubes as it is. And it's going to be like somebody flushed a great big toilet, because he's not going to stop until this country is in ruins.
Well, we've come a long way from the Atari 2600.
Yeah. It's just, I don't get the American people kind of going,
well, what would you say to that 20-year-old that called in and said he trusts the government more because the government's good and we're all bad?
I wouldn't trust the government. I don't trust the government.
This country was founded on not trusting the government.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're
we had an inherent distrust for the federal government when we created it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's still there, but people are just not, it's gotten like nobody really cares. Nobody gives a darn. And, it's like we're opening up the doors and everybody's going to be here, and we're not going to be the United States of America. Who knows what will get called? But it's a breach of the First Amendment, freedom of speech. You know, I've been thinking about going out and getting a computer, and this business has changed my mind.
You're better off the grid, sweetheart.
Yeah, I know.
All right, I've got to run, but thank you.
Okay, take care.
All right, great call from Linda from Emmett. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.